Iowa Democrats, please welcome Senator Tom Harkin.
Nothing better than a room full of fired up and charged up Democrats. To our distinguished Chair, Sue Dvorsky, thank you for your leadership of our party. Tonight's speakers are Democratic candidates that I've listened so far. I've lifted my spirits. Make no mistake about it. Make no mistake. From Governor Culver on down the ticket, we are going to win on November the 2nd. The people of Iowa will not elect Terry Branstad to be their next governor. They are going to re-elect Chet Culver. Believe it, believe it, believe it, because it's going to happen. And under the great leadership of Mike Gronstahl in the Senate and Pat Murphy in the House, the Democrats will retain control of the legislature to help Governor Culver. And am I going to be a happy trooper when, after all these years of having my progressive votes canceled out, to have Roxanne Conlon in the United States Senate? And my wonderful colleagues in the House, you just don't know how hard they work. Leonard Boswell and Bruce Braley and Dave Lobsack, they work, you just don't have any idea how hard they work. Both here in Iowa, for their constituents, and making sure that we get good legislation passed in Washington. I couldn't ask for three better comrades in arms than Boswell, Braley, and Lobsack, and we're going to make sure we return them to office. But we have two more that we have to do to fill out that ticket, and that's Bill Mask and Matt Campbell, and we need to bring them to Washington also. And we have to win because the stakes are incredibly high. I'm reminded of the movie maker Frank Capra. He's the guy who directed Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. 1939, a good year, by the way. During World War II, he was making a film for the Army. He was making films for the Army, and he directed another classic. It's called Why We Fight. Why We Fight. Well, my friends, tonight, we need to be clear about why we fight. We need to be clear about why we have to work our hearts out for the next 17 days. It's really very simple. Are we going to continue to go forward, as other speakers have said, improving our public schools and universities, extending preschool here in the state of Iowa, investing in clean energy and reforming health care and protecting our retirement and Social Security? Or is Iowa and America going to be dragged backward by the Republican Party? A Republican Party that, quite frankly, has lost all semblance of moderation. Well, I will say this for the Republicans. They're not hiding their agenda. You can read it. Just hold your nose. Just hold your nose and go read the Iowa Republican Party platform on their website. It's there. Their official 2010 platform calls for, among other things, repealing the minimum wage, eliminating workplace safety laws, dismantling the Iowa Department of Education, using the Bible as a textbook in our public schools, privatizing Social Security and Medicare, that's all in their platform. And here in Iowa, the incomparable Steve King is demanding that Republicans in Washington sign a blood oath, that they will shut down the government if necessary in order to repeal the new health reform law. Another reason why we got to get Matt Campbell in there at 5th District. So let's get this straight. Republicans say they're for small government. Yeah, small government and big banks and big oil and big health insurance companies. You know, we've been there before, haven't we? And we've seen the results. Financial meltdowns, massive oil spills, health insurance companies canceling your policies when you get breast cancer. The Republican message to me seems, in a nutshell, to be this. Vote out the Democrats. Why? Because they have not dug us out of Bush's recession and Bush's two wars fast enough. So put us back in power, and we'll start the cycle all over again. Perhaps a war with Iran might suit us, and economic policies to bleed the middle class and give more to those at the top. Well, if that sounds mindless and irrational, that's because it is. People are angry, and they are afraid. As the saying goes, when emotions are high, intelligence is low. Thankfully, though, that we do have people of high moral courage and high intelligence who are writing and speaking out about what's happening in America and what's happening to the middle class, who are holding the progressive banner high and getting the word out. Many of you may not have heard of Leo Henry, but he's here tonight, and you ought to go on to the Huffington Post and read the writings of Leo Henry. That'll tell you why we fight as Democrats and what we fight for, and I just want to publicly thank Leo for all he's doing to lead us. And what Leo has written is that we Democrats must have the courage of our convictions. We have to stand up and fight back. The powerful and the rich have never given us what helps the middle class. They did not give us labor laws and the right for organized labor. They did not give us Pell Grants so poor kids could go to college, nor did they give us Medicare or civil rights or the Americans with Disabilities Act or health reform. We progressives had to fight very hard for each one of those. So what do we Democrats really seek? Do we seek to hold office just to hold office? To beat the Republicans just to win? We Democrats seek something that we have always stood for from the founding of our party, a more fair and a more just society. A society that I have often alluded to over my years, in which it is all right for people to be successful. It's all right for people to make money. It's all right to have a nicer home and a nicer car and make money. That is a big part of the American dream. But what we Democrats believe, deep within our souls, is we believe that when you make it to the top, and you make it to the top, and you make it to the top, we believe that it is one of the prime responsibilities of our free government to make sure you leave the ladder down for others to climb to. Now, mind you, I didn't say an escalator, did I? lot of time, Republicans accuse us Democrats of wanting to give everybody a free ride. That's an escalator. I said a ladder. With a ladder, you still have to exert energy and effort and initiative to get to the top. But what we Democrats believe is you got to have the rungs on that ladder. And what are those rungs? Well, a minor listing might be things like maternal and child health care programs, the Head Start program, public education with great and well-paid teachers, health and safety laws, the minimum wage, what Roxanne alluded to earlier, the Lilly Ledbetter law to protect women in the workplace and their pay, affordable college, access to affordable, quality health care, a secure retirement. The rungs of the ladder. 20 years ago, we looked around America and we found that there was a group of Americans that no matter how hard they tried to climb, could never climb that ladder. These were the 40 million Americans with disabilities. And so we built a ramp and we called it the Americans with Disabilities Act. As the author and the chief sponsor of that bill, 20 years later, I look around America. I see it changed. People with disabilities joining their families in restaurants, traveling, getting jobs, going to school, partaking in all aspects of American life. This is what we Democrats are about, making America a better place for everyone. And I wasn't going to get into this, but Roxanne said something that I think bears repeating. We in Iowa have been blessed since 1962, by the way, when Harold Hughes became governor, of having one of the fairest judicial systems of any state in the United States. We have taken judges out of the political process. You can't contribute to them, they can't raise money. Everyone, even the National Chamber of Commerce, has recognized the Iowa judicial system as one of the best in the country. Since that law was changed in 1962 to take judges out of politics, not one Supreme Court judge has been denied sitting on that bench. Not one. And now there is an effort afoot, as you know, to deny three judges who are up for retention based upon a unanimous decision last year, a unanimous decision that the Constitution of the state of Iowa will not permit a law banning marriage between two people of the same sex. And you know, they made the decision, and there's hardly even a burble out there. People said, you know, that's right. Oh, there's a few that obviously were upset about it. But it was in the great traditions of the Supreme Court of Iowa. In 1844, Iowa became a state in 1846. 1844, when Iowa was a territory, the Supreme Court of the Territory of Iowa banned slavery in the territory of the state of Iowa. Think about that. Two years after Iowa became a state, 85 years before Brown versus Board of Education, the Supreme Court of the state of Iowa banned segregation in our public schools. In 1873, Iowa became the first state in the nation to admit a woman to practice law in the state of Iowa, and the Supreme Court backed it up. I'm sure there were cranks at that time, probably thought the court was wrong. We had this great tradition. And now there's this group out of Tupelo, Mississippi. The American Family Association has come up here with hundreds of thousands of dollars, maybe as much as $1 million, to get Iowans to vote no on retaining those three Supreme Court justices. I say to you, my friends, don't let those people from Tupelo, Mississippi make Iowa like Mississippi. Let's keep those judges there. And so, my friends, this is why we fight. This is why we are here tonight. This is why we've got to pull out all the stops in the next 17 days, because we refuse to allow our state and our nation to be dragged backward. So enjoy the festivities tonight. Enjoy visiting with our neighbors and our friends. But tomorrow, we've got to get down to work. As my friend Al Franken once said a couple weeks ago, he said, you know, between now and the election, you can leave your kids alone. Well, he said, if they're age 8 and under, okay. But if they're over 8, they might not miss you for a couple of weeks if you're working for something that's going to make their futures better and stronger. So my friends, this is it. Remember how you felt 2 years ago on election night when Barack Obama won the White House, when Democrats took over the Senate and the House of Representatives. Think how you felt. Don't let them take us backwards. We got to energize and organize and mobilize our friends and neighbors all across the state. If you do nothing else in the next 17 days, if you do nothing else, each one of you, go out and get us 10 absentee ballots. Go out and get us, I don't mean from your family either, you got to exclude that. If each of you just go out, that could be the margin of victory for Chet Culver and for Roxanne and for our legislative candidates who are out there. This is going to be a close and very tight race. Make no mistake about it. Every one of those votes are going to count. And I'm counting on you. I thank you for all the help and the support and the love you've given me over all these years. I've been proud to fight for you and to represent you. I love each and every one of you. And I'll love you even more after November 2nd when you return Democrats to office. Thank you very much. Thank you all.